Tonight's Big Brother recap is sponsored by our friends over at Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush that you are going to love. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/Rob right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack at getquip.com/Rob. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who knows exactly how Nicole feels about birds, because that's how we feel about the cast of Big Brother 21. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our live recap on Wednesday night, last night of July, as we saw the veto ceremony take place, and Nick has come down off the block, and now it is Kat on the block and here to talk about everything that's going on. We have a really special show for you tonight. We have a great guest. Please welcome the great musical talent and Big Brother super fan, just like Nicole and myself, from the great Long Island, New York. Here is Hoodie Allen. Hoodie, how are you?
Hey. Well, I thought you were going to say the Big Brother super fan, just like Cliff.
Just like Cliff, that's okay. Too. Yes.
I would have taken that intro. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on with us. And I know you are a Big Brother super fan. And are you enjoying this season, Hoodie?
Oh, not at all. But I am. What I am enjoying is the semi-toxic community of Twitter. I'm fully ingratiated in yelling at Twitter accounts that can't respond to me. So yeah, I'm having fun in that way.
Okay, that's good. And we're very lucky to have with us tonight, I know, a personal friend of Hoodie Allen. That have you is this person in your entourage, Hoodie?
My Massachusetts entourage. I try to divide it up by states, but anytime I come to Boston, yeah.
All right, here he is. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I'm part of an entourage. That's great news. I feel very proud of myself. I feel like I've made it into the cool kids. And so maybe I don't need to make any moves. I don't know.
Yes, finally, you did it, Taryn. You're good. You're good. Just go after all the other people that are not in the cool kids.
Yeah, sorry, rest of Rob Has a Podcast, but you're now my targets.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
No. I've moved on.
Okay. All right. So here's what's going on. I'm going to take your questions. #RHAP. So get your questions in. Scott St. Pierre is standing by. And then get ready tomorrow night. It's eviction night. And Caitlin Herman will be here in the studio. And we'll talk about the eviction and potentially a new HOH. And maybe we'll even find out what this field trip power might ultimately be that they teased us about last Thursday. And we'll do that with a second special guest here in the studio, that Caitlin is going to have Alex Willett with her tomorrow night as well. So it's going to be a jam-packed night on Thursday. Okay. But Hoodie, let's talk about your thoughts on this season so far. I know we were supposed to talk to you a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't work out that night, but I know you were fired up about how Nicole was being treated in the house at that point. Have you remained as fired up about this season?
Yeah, all of the fiery passion that I have mostly revolves around protecting and honoring Nicole and making sure that she is treated as our BB21 queen. Even when she doesn't do anything for her benefit game-wise, we know that we have to protect her. So that's what I do. That's my job.
You know, Hoodie, just for the uninitiated who may not be familiar with your work, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into Big Brother?
So I am a rapper, singer, person. I'm a musician. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. But I actually was turned on to Big Brother from my keyboard player who plays in my band. He was like, oh, I love this show. And I was familiar with Big Brother, but I had never watched it. I had all these wrong assumptions about what the show was. And then when I finally tuned in and started, I went backwards, did the whole backwards to every season and, you know, it started with the YouTube compilations, and then now I'm at the place where I watch live feeds. So damn it.
Yes. Does your keyboard player, does he watch the live feeds also?
No, obviously I'm a bigger fan than him now. I don't even know if he's keeping up with this season, but I am very thankful that he introduced it to me, because I love this show so much, and I think it's great. So even when we have a season that might seem a little bit slow, I do know in my heart that there's potential for it to still be very, very interesting for weeks to come. So I'm optimistic.
Yeah. How much of the live feeds do you get to watch? I know that you're super busy. So are you watching like an hour a day?
I'm sort of like a, when you go to sleep, Twitter recapper. So I'll be like, oh wow, look at all the stuff that I missed. Or maybe I'll watch the feeds for like an hour while I'm trying to go to sleep. But really, this is no self inner promo, but I listen to Taryn's updates, and that's kind of the easiest way for me to stay up to date. So thanks, Taryn. Appreciate it, man.
Taryn,
thank you.
You're doing
the Lord's
public,
work.
Yeah. Public service for everybody. Yeah. Yeah, watch.
That's the goal. That's the
goal.
Everybody
should be watching Taryn every day, or at least listening to the podcast. It's the least you could do to keep track of all this stuff. All right.
Yes.
So, and Hoodie, when you say that you're fighting on these Twitter streets with people, like, well, give me an example of like what kind of fights do you get into on Twitter about Big Brother?
You know, if the Big Brother Twitter account, like BB Updates specifically, sends out a picture of Annalise in a garbage can, your boy is going to be like, where did she go? Because it's a picture of trash inside of trash, you know, just things like that. If Christy is getting paranoid for the 100th time and making the week about herself when there's literally no possibility that she's going to be the replacement nominee.
Yeah.
I'm going to write, Krusty, please stop. You know, just normal things like that. I don't think it's bullying, but I have to air my frustrations out. I know these people are good people, some of them, but you know, I just have to get it out there, and it's fun. It's fun seeing all the replies. There's some great people online.
What do you think the reaction will be from some of these people when they get out of the house and they realize that, wow, Hoodie Allen was talking trash about me on Twitter all summer?
I don't think that they will know who I am, so it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Although I did get to tweet at, like, I've become friendly with Tyler from last season.
Yes.
And so that was really cool, because Tyler was a great player and a great person all season. But in likelihood, honestly, the only person who's probably going to know me from this season is probably like Jackson or someone super bro-y. So I'll have to pretend like I wasn't talking crap on them all the time. It's like, it's not going to be Nicole, you know.
Maybe Cliff.
Maybe Cliff. I don't know. I are we getting into talking about Cliff? No, we shouldn't.
Sure,
do that.
Whatever you want to say.
I was very invested in last week's Cliff's decisions of last week, which were very, very highly discussed. I enjoyed the Summer of Stein that you guys did.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Discussing it was very humorous.
So where did you come down on what Cliff ended up doing last week?
As a viewer of the show, I want to see him do the obvious, like, just ruin this whole season, blow it up. But
Dracarys.
I don't necessarily think that he had the foresight and understanding. Like, I don't think he completely understands the house dynamics, that he knew that he'd be able to slide back in and trust these people. But I think it has worked out in his favor, even if it's to the detriment of the other outsiders around him. So you can't be mad at his move, because right now it would obviously better than if he would have, let's say, put Christy on the block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's hanging in there. And so it's was not as flashy as anybody would have wanted, but he's doing okay. And we have to see how the rest of the season is going to play out. Now, let's talk about Nicole, who you love. Is it just a Long Island thing? You're just loyal to her because of where she's from?
No, I don't even care where she's from. I mean, that's cool, but I think she's just like I think it's fun to root for the underdogs when they have like such a pureness to them. Mm-hmm. And for me, I look at her and I'm like, oh, this is just, you know, an unfortunate dynamic in the game. There's nobody else for her to really confide in, but so many of her instincts are correct. And I think as a fan who's rooting for her, it's just frustrating that she isn't more part of the social dynamic. And I don't know if I was in her position, if it would be easy to, you know, kind of get in even in a casual way with these people, but she does seem to sort of be on the outskirts. And I wish if she had one other person there who she really knew was her ride or die, so many of her ideas could be validated and she wouldn't be playing kind of a little bit scared right now because of what happened with the Nick and Bella situation.
Yeah. Taryn, we heard some talk about this tonight about how in the beginning of the episode where Sam and Nick were talking about how there's not two sides of the house, that there's just one side of the house. The problem is that all these people that are on the outs, you don't want to be in a foxhole with any of these people because they cannot get their act together against this six shooter group.
Yes, that's a huge issue. Obviously, another huge issue being Holly's relationship with Kat and Kat being one of them. That's a huge detriment. The fact that Bella was one of them was a huge detriment. It would have been great if Nicole had her dad in the house, right? Like to like look at her unicorn pictures and support her and with whatever
Pegasus,
she did.
Taryn.
Sorry. So like, can you imagine? It's such a huge advantage. It's annoying that somebody like Nicole didn't get the advantage.
Now, Hoodie, as a Nicole super fan, did you know about her hatred of birds? Does that bother you? Are you a fellow bird hater?
No, I'm not a fellow bird hater, but I actually really appreciated them including that in the episode because it's time that we stand up and talk about birds.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's hear what Nicole had to say about the birds.
I have a fear of birds. So I don't like flamingos. I don't like any type of birds. It's the noise. It's the flapping of the wings. It's the talons. It's the beak. They're just like, I don't know. They have these pin legs, which I don't understand how they stand on, and I don't understand how they run.
Right.
And I don't know how tall they are. Are they as tall as me? I don't know. I never encountered a flamingo.
Are they as tall as Nicole?
Taryn, please take that one.
You know what? She's not super tall. I bet they could be.
Yeah.
I bet they could get there.
So like, if they start pecking me, I think they travel in like flocks. So like, what if like all of them?
Yeah.
That's very scary.
Right.
Yeah. I love this just from the perspective of, I love how they even like drooped the music down because it was like, you know, regularly produced diary room session with goofy music to like, no, let's just chill for a second. Let Nicole actually speak like non-scripted dialogue. And it was fantastic. And I want to see more of it.
Yeah.
Yes. I was so happy about that.
Hoodie, I don't know about a Pegasus, but doesn't a Pegasus have some bird-like features?
I suppose.
Does a Pegasus
so.
Have wings, Taryn?
They have wings, but not like little stick legs.
I need to see some of those Pegasus drawings, if we could.
What you working on, honey?
My Pegasus drawing.
Oh, very nice. Came out really well.
Thanks so much, Dad. And thanks for always hanging these up. I appreciate it.
I forgot about that.
I appreciate it because otherwise you'd be in the basement and you know it.
Oh man.
Yeah. She just is petrified of the birds. We'll see if anybody has to wear a bird costume at any point during the summer. But I guess let's talk a little bit about what went on in the game tonight. You know, we saw a little bit about Holly and her thinking as HOH, and we saw Sam and Nick go up on the block, and then Holly thinking things through as HOH, and she has some concern about Nicole, maybe some second thoughts. Maybe Nicole should go up on the block. Do you have any thoughts on Holly, Hoodie?
You know, I thought Holly was playing, I thought she was in a pretty good position leading up to this. And in seeing her HOH week in totality, I'm not sure that she sort of improved her future of the game in any way. That's like it almost seems like you may have, I mean, I didn't want this, but you may have had like Annalise might as well have been the HOH if this was going to be sort of the outcome of it.
Yeah, I don't understand the thinking, Taryn, of the players that I want to be HOH. I want to be HOH, but I want to get as little blood on my hands as possible. Then why be HOH? If your whole point of being the HOH is to get as little blood on your hands as possible, why go for it?
There's a weird sense of like wanting to prove yourself mm-hmm. and like prove your worth. And I think, it seems like such a simple strategy. Like you just don't win, throw competitions. Tommy's been doing it. It seems so simple, but I think when you're in the house, you kind of forget about it and you're just like, but I want to win. And I want to people are talking about Jackson and Jack, like they're the big guns in the house. Like, hey, what about me? I'm good. I can win things.
Yeah. I want all the power. I want the control, but I don't want to make any sort of like, I don't want to make any waves.
They immediately regret it. Once they're, oh, wait a minute. There's a reason why people don't like to win.
Right. So, with a lot of talk about, she could work with Sam moving forward, and maybe it's Nicole cause she's sketchy. And so this ends up, driving a bit of a wedge between Christy and Tommy, by way of Sis ultimately. So, Hoodie, do you have a feeling about how this, six shooter alliance is going at this point?
Oh man. I mean, I am praying for their impending explosion, but I just feel like every single week we get something that stops it. We get a lot of talking, a lot of people talking in circles and circles, but it's always too early. Mm-hmm. And that thing about it being too early is it's too early until it's not too early and someone else has made the move for you. So, in thinking about Holly here, I don't even necessarily think she should have got blood on her hands this week. I just think there may have been an opportunity to solidify or fortify stronger relationships. Like maybe instead of contemplating putting Nicole on the block, maybe as she does eventually get to, I think, but maybe, solidify that relationship for the possible fracture that's going to happen, have someone else outside of Jackson, and Kat.
I'm really starting to wonder though, is this thing going to happen? I know we've got this house of cards. The house of cards is tilting every day. It's like a little bit more, but Hoodie, in your heart of hearts, is this dam going to eventually burst?
Eventually. Yes. I don't see this as like, these are the final six. I mean, if that's the case, good luck guys with your daily updates. That's going to be, that's going to be a lot, but also at the same time, it's, cause like it won't be the final six at the very least, because they're not getting rid of Jess, but that's really mm-hmm. not what I hope is the extent of why that's the only difference. I hope it's something more interesting that will happen.
Taryn, I want to jinx them. I want to jinx them. And I want to say that this will be the final six. This is not the dam is not bursting. And I'm going to really lean into that. I am always wrong on these things. So I'm going to declare tonight the six shooters will be the final six. There will not be a wedge.
There you go. Six shooters. Best alliance since the Quack Pack.
Send it. Yep. Lock it in. Lock it in for the final for the final six.
There you go.
So we will be breaking it down in mid-September. Okay, this week, the six shooters are finally going to crack. I think that Christy is going to finally go maybe take a shot at Jackson this week. That's
might happen.
This is what we have to do. Much like Nick told us tonight, I'm going to manifest this.
I manifest that this has gone great.
Yeah.
Nick had to do so much diary room work in this episode, and he was struggling so much.
He stinks, Hoodie. I'm sorry to say about another tri-state area person, but Nick really stinks.
Yeah, he's not great TV, I guess.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm on the block. This stinks. I have to go in the diary room and keep talking. And I just don't want to be in this position. What's going on, bro?
Like, you can literally hear the forced enthusiasm in his voice that this is like his fifth take. And they're like, more, Nick, more.
I don't know what you guys want from me. I'm here in the diary room. I just want to get back to being in the house since I could talk to everybody that's in the six shooter, since they could try to let me in the alliance.
Yeah.
He's not great.
Nick, the flop of the week. Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah. And even Sam, who's our, you know, reliable diary room guy, this week has really even bummed out Sam in his usual enthusiasm in the diary room.
I'm really happy for Nick.
Yeah. He's really happy for his friend ultimately. So we had this veto competition, an interesting veto competition with the live sheep. Hoodie, were you a fan of the use of the sheep in tonight's veto competition?
I spent most of that competition thinking about if I was in that position and whether it was cruel, like whether I would have led myself to being like cruel to animals by way of Big Brother, by like not by my choice, but like, cause I would have been lunging at these sheep. All right. Like I'm not talking Jess style hanging around.
Yeah.
Your boy would have been like, I see that sick sheep. I'm jumping on it and corralling it back in. So I don't know. Their use of all these animals this season is a little bit like excessive maybe.
Yeah. I did pull this clip of Jess talking about the sheep from the veto competition.
I have to give it to the sheep. They're way smarter than I am.
Yes, got to give it to the sheep. Way smarter than Jess. But Terrence, so from following the live feeds and the updates, that I know that Tommy ended up getting himself into some hot water, and we know that was the only hot water that he had this week because he can't take a shower. So Taryn, can you tell us about what happened with Tommy and the sheep?
So Tommy apparently tackled one of the sheep in an attempt to get it into the thing. And I believe that they like disqualified him, or at least disqualified the particular sheep that he tackled.
Yeah. Now, in fairness to Tommy, he had a good explanation for why this happened.
These sheep, they're demon sheep. They got red eyes, sharp teeth. They won't come to me. This is not what I was hoping to do today.
I saw a sheep that needed an exorcism. The power of Tommy compels you. Get out of here, sheep.
You're performing evil. A ritual.
You're an evil sheep with red eyes, and I'm going to perform this ritual on you.
Oh, man.
This is evil sheep. So poor Tommy. Poor Tommy had to deal with an evil sheep. In fairness, Hoodie, did you notice in the final round when Nick got together the sheep? Did you see which sheep he went for? 666. Mark of the Beast. I told you, evil sheep. 666. Mark of the Beast.
Yeah, I think the bangs compelled him to do it. It wasn't him. He was living through the bangs.
Yeah, I was surprised Big Brother put that up on the screen, 666, with those sheep that he found. Like, I think they could have just waited till he got to 21. But, you know,
look, missed opportunity.
Yeah, look, can't get to Big Brother 21 without a 666, Taryn.
I guess so.
What it takes. So, all right. So Nick wins the veto and sort of signs this death warrant for Sam. Ultimately, Holly is going to be working on her replacement nomination, and she has a conversation with Christy and Tommy. And Hoodie, as you know from following Christy all season, that, you know, any sort of like second guessing is going to send Christy's head spinning, much like she needs an exorcism.
I mean, here she's justified for once, but it is very on brand for her, for sure, to freak out. But it's actually justified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, Christy's wondering, is she missing something here? Why save Nicole? Now, is Nicole a big pawn for Christy and Tommy in the six shooters proxy war?
And not a huge one. No, it's mostly, I mean, Nicole had a conversation with Tommy and Christy right before this conversation that she had with Holly later on, you know, when they were all in the, you know, calamine lotion, and they felt good about her because she came to them. And I think she's always felt relatively good about Nicole, but it was mostly that she just feels like she needs to break up Nick and Sam. And so why are we going after Nicole? She also knows that Sam has been pitching to Holly that, like, hey, I will work with you. And that the only reason Holly might want to save Sam is if she wants Sam as one of her soldiers. So it's less that she's really trying to protect Nicole and more that she's like, I'm trying to block your move.
Mm-hmm. Hoodie, how do you feel about Sam?
You know, it's just like a theme of the season at this point that people become very woke and enlightened when it's just a little bit too late.
Yeah.
Because I think I drafted Sam in my little home BB draft. But I thought, oh, he kind of has the makings of someone who it makes sense to make it. And you know, just a couple, I mean, it's completely his fault, but it's just this house dynamic is kind of interesting without the two kind of, hey, you're not in this side, let's band together. He should have been the ringleader for another side, but that didn't happen.
Tarrant said he was the chosen one, and he betrayed us.
He should have been the chosen one. You know, it really feels like it's been the tale of Holly, or sorry, of Sam and Kat, in terms of just like, these were the people that should have been helping the rest of the outsiders because they were the closest to the eight. They knew what was going on. And Kat has always been blocking it, and Sam has always been ignoring it. Just like, oh no, it's totally fine. It's totally fine until as Hoodie mentioned, it's too late now.
Yeah. Taryn, what'd you think about the pitch that Sam made to Holly?
It was actually not a bad pitch. Like he made some progress. Holly genuinely did want to keep Sam. You know, she was like, it would be great if I could keep Sam around. He would be on my side. I think he started slow because at first it was mostly just like, hey, it's not fair. It's not fair. I'm not fair that I'm just associated with Nick, but eventually it became like, no, let me be a soldier for you. Yeah. And Holly really took that to heart. But the problem was what we eventually saw play out was that, it got out that he was pitching that. And so it made Holly look sketchy that she was considering it.
Yeah. Hoodie, Sam did try hard to throw Nicole under the truck because he tried to imply that, you know, Nicole, she was the one responsible with, you know, the whole Nick and Bella thing. She was working with them. Like, really, Sam? That's really that Nicole was the third wheel of the tractor trailer with with Nick and Bella? Not you?
She literally breathed. Yeah, that's all that happened. That was a frustrating thing to watch because it's like she didn't. I mean, he was grasping at straws, but like she didn't cause the drama.
No,
it's like, all right, good reach, Sam.
Yeah.
It's not going to get through though, because Christy still runs the house essentially. So
Yeah, this came from Kat. Actually, Kat was trying to throw Nicole under the bus. Still not exactly sure why all week long. And so that's why Nicole was an option for Holly in the first place. And then it got back to Sam, through Sis and Jackson, multiple people that Nicole was the other option. And that if Nicole went on the block next to him, then he'd have a chance to stay. So that's why he ended up pitching to try and get Nicole on the block.
Hoodie, the other night we saw Kat talk about a bunch of different conspiracy theories that she is in the know about, including that she believes that Tupac Shakur, a colleague of yours, still be alive. Do you have any information about Tupac and whether or not that have you run into him anywhere?
Yeah, no. Tupac, who notoriously has a shaved head, he may have shaved his head.
Mm-hmm.
Leading to his disguise that would make it harder for us to know where he is. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't,
You don't have.
I don't think it's a fair question to ask, because the shaved head would have completely disguised him anyway, right? So like you might have seen him, but you wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
If I knew, I couldn't even tell you.
Couldn't tell
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about Avril? Have you crossed paths with Avril or the woman that has taken her place?
No, but you know what I do really like about Avril Lavigne are those meet and greet pictures that came out where she's like 5 feet away hugging the person next to her. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Those are pretty great. I like that. And maybe real Avril wouldn't have done that, but replacement robot Avril has social anxiety that requires you not to get that close to her. So
you
that's
don't have social anxiety
theory.
Though, right? You're not like training a clone to one day take over for you.
Oh, I'd love that.
So you could watch more live feeds.
Yeah. I'd be able to tune in and stay up to date.
Yeah.
That would be an ideal summer if I could go on a tour, but also play Big Brother. So like I'll just switch in and out of who's in what position.
Yeah. Pull a real Nolan twins on everybody.
Exactly. Except be good at both things.
Wow. Okay. That would be very, very impressive.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
These Avril Lavigne pictures are hilarious.
Is she in on it now? Is Avril in on it, Taryn?
I think they all came from the same shoot here. It's all the same backgrounds.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the big blow up we saw at the end of the episode. We went to an act break where we saw Holly talk to Christy and Tommy, and then we saw then Sis talk to Tommy and Christy and talk about that Holly is acting weird, and then Sis goes back to Holly and Jackson to tell them about what is going on here. And this really sets off Jackson. Jackson goes from 0 to 60 here in about 1 second when Sis tells Jackson about what's going on.
They think that you guys are planning something with keeping Sam.
Yeah, Christy can go f*** herself if she's gonna get pissed off with the fact that you're weighing out options.
Yeah. What do you think about Jackson? I haven't talked about Jackson tonight, Hoodie.
Good.
Yes. Did you talk any trash about him on Twitter?
Yeah, I probably have, but in fairness, he's probably deserved it mostly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that blow up was pretty indicative of a guy who respects women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Taryn, EW.com today published an article for its readers about here's what you don't know about Jackson if you're not watching the live feeds. Did you see this today?
I did not.
Yeah. So they went in on Jackson a little bit today, and they talked about a few different issues about some of the issues, some of the things he said in the house, which may or not be racist. They said three things about Jackson or about Mickey that Big Brother fans are missing if they are not watching the live feeds. Racist comments, which they have the link to the clip of where the infamous clip that you talked about went back and listened to 10,000 times.
Well, that seems sloppy, looking sloppy to me.
Yeah, he's been cheating, talking about the relationship drama, and then his relationship with Holly is on the rocks. That's what you might not know about Jackson, according to EW.
It was like a week ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know how up to date they are.
Yeah. So that if anybody wants to see that. But EW coming for Jackson. But Jackson is going to then go back and confront Tommy and Christy about what he heard from Sis. And this does not go great, Hoodie.
Mm-mm. I actually didn't know how implicated Sis got in this. I was actually not aware of that going into this episode.
Yeah. Taryn, it is weird how the takeaway that Holly and Jackson end up having, it's like, that's Sis. She's overplaying. She's playing so hard now, Sis.
Yes.
That was crazy.
What is this mastermind sis playing us against each other?
She's a puppet master.
Yeah.
Takes after the great Raven. What you have to understand, I think, is that there was already a simmering like boil of hatred of Sis coming from Holly, because there's been a lot of flirting drama where Jack has been flirting with Kat, which is pissing off Sis and making Kat hate Sis, and Sis hate Kat, and Kat's been flirting with Jackson, and Jackson's been bragging about how Sis has been flirting with him. So Holly's mad at Sis for flirting with Jackson. And so she's already been talking a lot about how Sis has no shame, that she just flirts with Jackson all the time. So the idea that Sis might have been doing something wrong is she's already primed to be like, yes, I do hate Sis, and there's a reason for it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Hoodie, what do you think that was Sis actually trying to do? Do you feel like that she was trying to stir the pot in some way, or do you feel like that she was trying to get the six shooters all back on the same page?
Neither. I think that she decided to do like anything for the first time. And people were like, don't do that. Go back to not showering and hanging out. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me give a real answer. My real answer.
I think that's the real answer.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that she was trying to create some sort of division. I think like she has been pretty, like she only gets excited for a little bit and then kind of goes to the background. That's sort of been what it is for most part. So I don't think she did anything that a million other players before her would normally do. It's just this alliance and this house talks about everything. So it was easy for this to come right back around and make her look like she was trying to do something. Also the whole HOH, it all started with like the HOH drama. Like there's been like from that to the flirting, there's been all this, like, it's really easy to get agitated at Holly and Sis at each other this week.
Mm-hmm. Sis is the kind of person that believes the last thing she heard the most. And so if you go to Sis and you tell her information like, hey, Holly's conspiring, then she's going to be like, oh, Holly's conspiring. That rocks my entire world in this game. What am I going to do? I need to go talk to Holly about this. Holly, are you conspiring? Oh, no, you're not conspiring. It's Christy that's conspiring. Oh, my God, Christy's conspiring. That rocks my whole world in this game. I need to go talk to Christy. Christy, Holly says it. Wait. No, you're saying Holly's the one?
Mm-hmm.
So it just, she, I don't think there's any motivation here going back and forth. I think she's genuinely just trying to figure out what's happening and trying to remember it all.
Yeah, that's the hard part, remembering it all. But this also set off a bit of a feud between Jackson and Holly, where Jackson then was upset where Holly chased him out of the conversation, or Jackson stormed off from the conversation that Holly was trying to have with Christy and Tommy. And when they got back to the hammock together, this is what Jackson had to say.
Okay, it doesn't matter, but you don't have to sit there and bark at me.
What?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not your dog. I have a mouth and a mind of my own. I'm allowed to talk.
Yeah. Don't bark at him like he's a dog.
Yeah.
Right? You never don't bark at him and treat him like a dog, I guess. Because what that I guess that's what you do to a dog?
bark at them. Rob, I don't know why you're acting like I have a mouth and a brain and eyes, and I don't know. You know what?
Oh, Taryn, come back. Awesome. Come back. Woof. Woof.
Oh, man. It's
a cat person. Doesn't want me to. Sorry. Sorry, Taryn. Sorry about that. I lost my head there. And I guess I barked at you.
You'd better like be apologizing, Rob.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry. I apologize about that.
You were in the wrong.
Yeah.
And I just want everyone to know though, in the audience, I'm very respectful to Rob. I'm the biggest Rob lover of all. Mm-hmm. And I would never do anything wrong to Rob ever.
Right. Right.
I'm glad everyone knows now.
Hoodie, I'm here for seeing more Jackson explosions on the show.
Yeah, me too. I mean, continue this edit of Jackson being a little volatile. Cause it's kind of what's true. And you know, as much as we love this show from so many different perspectives, I think all of us can agree that when somebody's acting a certain way, in actuality, it's nice when it gets displayed on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're getting more of that. So keep it coming, Big Brother. We get to our veto ceremony and Kat went up on the block. But yeah, I got to feel like that this is like was a real blindside for the viewers who it was almost like that we saw in the very beginning of the episode, Kat talking about what a genius she was. She was going to go up on the block. No mention of that plan again throughout the entire episode. And then Kat went up on the block at the beginning of at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I found two things about this to be very interesting. One, how it's a genius move, question mark, which we can get into. Because it's just going to set her up for being on the block more in the future.
Right.
But number two, oh, crap. I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say about that? I feel like Kat right now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I feel like I just lost. I had like a good point. It's gone.
Yeah.
Come back around. It might
come around.
It might come back to me.
Yeah. Taryn, for Kat to go up on the block, were you surprised that
I remember?
Yeah, I got it.
The second thing I was going to say was I found it interestingly convenient that they edited out the whole part that happened where Kat and Holly are talking in the room and saying this move is genius because then people won't know that we're working together.
Yeah.
But they said it in front of the other people who even though they're in the alliance are people who they wouldn't want to know how close they're working together. The end.
Yeah.
to be clear about this, it's because Kat's like it was interesting to me how they portrayed this because they really did. I felt went out of their way to be like, this could be genius. Maybe she's a savant and she's really just, she's got this under control and she's really got something going here. But her reasons for doing this are to hide her relationship with Holly, which she states in front of everyone. And to, earn favor with the other, with the, those people. Neither of which have happened. In fact, the fact that she was so willing to go on the block has made everybody be like, oh, so she's like really close to Holly, right? Like that's like it has done the complete opposite effect of what it should have been.
Taryn, I was surprised. I thought they alluded to the fact that this would be good TV. The fact that she talked about how America would love her for going up on the block.
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah. So
did you guys feel like when they showed that actual nomination that it was very obvious that they were like both couldn't hide their like smiles while doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
She even said, what did she say?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to call you a bitch or whatever.
Yeah. Like you were conspiring or like whatever. And it's just, it was so obviously like she wasn't really mad. Like this again, complete opposite impact of what should have been. There's no reason this should happen.
Not good. Not good. A couple other moments from this episode. Hoodie, were you happy to see the eventual increase in punishment for Tommy and Christy to go full calamine lotion?
Yeah, it's just nice to see them a little bit uncomfortable since they've really been so comfortable in the
cruising,
game.
Right.
But you know what? That part, you know, like at least they're not robots. I don't know what else I can say. At least they get to be in the house and be there. I mean, I like our resident robot, but I didn't like, you know, as I thought the robot twist last year was a little bit unfair.
Unfair.
But yes.
Yeah. They actually said in the house, you know, at least you're not a robot.
Yeah.
There you go.
So this was the moment that I have one of these in episode that's like, what am I watching? What is this? What is this? This was Chrissy and Tommy coming out of the diary room.
Hey, everyone! Who wants to see our poison ivy treatment?
What is this? We got a poison ivy treatment. Who wants to see? What? How is this a show?
Yeah.
How is this on television?
True.
Who's thinking of this?
I don't know.
It's like, people. We gotta do something. Well, what should we do? I don't know. but cover people in calamine lotion. Like,
it's like the whole show has been flanderized like 15 times at this point. Like, it's just such a parody of itself.
And then Tommy and Chrissy are going to like pretend to be excited about it. Like, why do they want to see, why does everybody want to see their calamine lotion?
They need to explain to, she needed to explain to Nick that her pheromones were not going to be as pungent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they finally were able to, actually, did it happen in the episode, or am I getting that? Did we see them, get through this on the episode, or that didn't happen yet?
I don't think it happened. I think they still were covered.
Also, then we didn't talk about Cliff a lot in this episode, but we got to see Cliff. Boy, they're really forcing this narrative of Cliff's bachelor days, Hoodie, were really crazy.
It's true.
I guess I don't even know what they're talking about here.
I haven't had so many things running away from me since during my dating years. You know, before the wife.
Yeah, I guess that is what dating years means. Yeah. Not to imply that Cliff is out dating currently and people are running away from him.
Yeah, I think it's quite obvious to anyone with a set of eyes that the Hog Boss was quite the player back in the day. Even if he plays it down and acts humble, that thick slab of meat, yeah, I bet he got the work done. Bring me back to 1982. Let me get a shot at him. All right, that's all I got. Yeah.
It's funny too, because he's on the feeds, it's the complete opposite. Like, he talks about how he wasn't really like it was all about like his wife. There's such fed lines, it's really annoying.
Before the wife. Yeah. I just feel like you could just add that to any sentence you want. Like, well, I used to go out and get a lot of fast food, if you know what I mean, before the wife. Like, what? No, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, before the wife. All right. Let's take some questions here. Oh, Scott St. Pierre has pulled some Avril selfies here. Or this is, let's see if we can go full screen on this. So this is this the real Avril? Yeah. Scott is zooming in. Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
great.
Zoom in on Avril. Is it real or is it not? Who knows? Okay.
I mean, well, I think what's happening here is that she's making sure to avoid contact with any of the fans, because that would make it a lot harder to Photoshop.
Okay. All right. So more on the conspiracies coming up. All will be revealed on Big Brother 21. Okay. This is Puya. The great Puya says, did they forget about the field trip altogether? Also, who does Hoodie think is the most likely to come around for us as rootability goes by the season's end? Okay. Thank you, Puya. All right. Hoodie, do you know anything about the field trip? What's going on here?
I want to know more about the field trip, because it seems like, at least as the representative for Toxic Twitter on this podcast right now,
yes,
I would love for you to know that we're excited about sending Jackson and Christy. Send them all away. So, but we don't really know if it's what it is, and if we want to send them, will the person who comes back be even more powerful? Tell us things, CBS overlords, please. We need to know.
Yeah. Karen, do they play this sort of like loosey-goosey, where it's like, okay, not this week, but maybe next week we'll pull something here on this season?
I wonder. They were having trouble that live episode, remember, with the prompter. So I wonder if Julie just like ran out of things to say and just kind of jumped the gun
she read stuff for next week's show.
Maybe. Who knows, right?
Yeah, nobody knows what's going to go on this field trip. But I heard that, Hoodie, Cliff used to go on a lot of field trips
before the wife. Yeah.
Before the wife.
True. Yeah. It's true. He did.
Right. We go to another live feed updater. Here is Liana says, so Tommy only had to play two rounds in the veto comp while Nick had to play three. Please discuss. Send it. Hashtag RJP, hashtag BB21.
Yeah, I forgot about this.
How much Liana is also trying to help make Send It happen.
Thank you, Liana. I was really annoyed about this, actually. Like, that was a massive, like, just random disadvantage for both Nick and Holly, that Tommy not only had to only compete twice in the sense that, like, he only had two opportunities to lose, but also he was a lot less tired. He had more time to rest in between the rounds. It seemed completely nonsensical to me that they set it up this way. You can't fit a tournament style thing. Put three of them in there at one time if you're going to do it this way. It just made no sense.
Yeah, but Nick was too hot. Couldn't stop him.
Nick is on fire in this round, but I cannot give up.
Nick is on fire, like that sheep's eyes that were like the devil. Okay. All right. Let's take Craig wants to say, how much of fracturing in large alliances do you guys attribute to boredom of the house guests? Hoodie, when you're watching the live feeds, do you think that it's because they're just getting bored?
I don't know if it's so much that they're getting bored or that they're realizing just because they all spoke a couple of days into the house doesn't mean that they actually like each other as people. So I think certain personalities have emerged that it's like, you know what? I actually don't like this person. Can I just not play with them till the end? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what at least seems, a lot of it seems pretty personal at the moment with the, you know, the almost fracturing. It doesn't seem like it really, anything has been about game so far.
Yeah.
At all.
I really do think that boredom plays a huge role in alliances breaking up and people turning on each other. It's feeling comfortable and feeling just like, you know, if you've been on the same track for a long time and you feel very comfortable in your position and you're just waiting around, that's when you start to scheme and you try to like optimize your position and you go and you talk to side people and you overhear that other people are talking to side people. And that's when things get crazy. And it's over the last couple of weeks, things have been a lot more calm in the game because there haven't been like a bunch of twists, like, you know, shaking the cage. And so they've gotten antsy and they've gotten like, oh, we need to make a move. We need to do something. It's when they're constantly being bombarded by things, either, you know, enemies winning HOH or twists coming in and screwing up their game. That's when they, you know, retreat to their shell. And they put up their walls and they get into formation. They're like, no, we got to hold. Everyone hold. It's when there's no enemy in sight that they go, okay, we can leave formation. Now I'm looking at my fellow soldiers and I'm like, who am I going to stab? Mm-hmm. So I think it has a large role.
Yeah, I agree, Taryn. I think that's the case. That's why I feel like that the thing that we need most for the country and a planet is an alien invasion. And that's what I'm hoping that this whole Storm Area 51 thing, I think once the aliens get out, I think that is going to finally bring the country together and maybe even the world. That's how it happened in Independence Day.
I agree. Shout out to the new HBO show Watchmen. Looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
are we doing shout outs? Shout out to my album dropping August 16th. Yes. Whatever USA.
Yes.
Very excited. I believe that also has an alien invasion in it, right?
I can't spoil it. You're just gonna have to listen on Spotify or Apple Music or however you like enjoying music. YouTube, even if you're listening live, check into the podcast tomorrow morning. I'll be freestyling for 40 minutes, talking about Kat and her zany attitude.
All right,
there you go.
Let's see.
I did hear a rumor that Come Around was about aliens.
We kind of missed the fact that Puya shouted out my song in his tweet with a little pun. So shout out to you, Puya. And also,
he knows what he's doing
in terms of likability, because he asked if anyone's going to be likable by the end of the season. Probably, but only to the more casual viewer, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of our opinions are cemented, and I can't wait for Jack to win. BB20.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. You called it. You called it.
No.
Yes.
Manifest.
All right. Laurel has a question. How did Holly possibly think that Sis is playing too hard? Sis is the same girl who said her ideal career was professional tanner. She is not a strategic mastermind. Taryn, did Sis say that she wanted to be a professional tanner?
I believe that was
that somebody that's on the cast of Fuller House.
That must have been what she was talking about. Actually, you're totally right. She other career options involve professional Instagram influencer, mm-hmm. A professional hot person who can get with anyone she wants.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so she has a lot of career options ahead of her.
I know on the morning update you had recently poo-pooed the idea of Sis being an Instagram influencer because that she is not much of a personality. But I think that she'll probably do pretty well based on what I see on Instagram. I think
for the record, that was somebody else.
Okay,
that said that. That was my co-host. I don't remember which one.
I think I know what she meant by that she was playing too hard. You know how like some furniture can be soft, like a chair?
Yeah.
She just meant that she was like the corner of a table. You know, when you like accidentally stub your toe into it.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, she was playing too hard like as
a hard
furniture.
Corner. Yeah.
As a hard corner. Yes.
Okay. This is a question from John Barber. Has there been a more original comp since the pressure cooker? I mean, it's like a carried away.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I mean, there's been a few good ones here and there.
Probably.
What about that one with the guy that they had to sit next to when he was yelling? Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, it was fine. Did Holly pull a five hold? Taryn, were you surprised that Holly couldn't win this one being that she works with animals?
She's lost every competition she's played in that involved animals.
Yeah,
she works with wine, actually, Rob.
Yes. So she takes you on a wine safari. And Justin
wants to know,
did we only see the veto host choice because of Jack's crazy reaction? We never see them pick the host. I feel like we see them pick the host sometimes.
Yeah, we usually do. Just not when there's a Big Brother 20 house guest hosting.
Yeah. Hoodie, what did you think of your winner pick Jack's hosting ability as Bo Peep?
Oh, I want people to know that's sarcastic in case they're tuning in late. Jack as Bo Peep. I mean, I thought he had good enthusiasm. He did a good job, but he's racist. So, so that's it. Caveat.
Big caveat. All right. And Robbie Freeman wants to know, would you rather fight one giant flamingo or do you like your current relationship that you have with flamingos? What would you rather do, Hoodie?
Yeah. I'll do anything that Nicole tells me to do. If Nicole's platform on flamingos is no go, then your boy is team no birds. Summer of Nicole.
They have stick legs, right? What if they're as big as she is? All right,
it's true.
Let's start to turn our attention towards tomorrow night, the eviction, and maybe there's some movement going on. So let's we'll check in on what's going on with the live feeds. If you're going to leave us now, of course, hang out for tomorrow night when we will have Caitlin and Alex Willett here in the studio live after the eviction. Taryn, who's going to be on the show tomorrow night with me? Is it Brent or Melissa?
Brent, I believe.
Okay. All right. Look at what Scott put together for a little sneak preview for tomorrow night. So,
stacked lineup
on, tomorrow night, August 1st. Okay. It's you said Brent, Taryn?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Brent, could be, pumped up for, eviction night this week, based on, what he was saying on the LFC roundtable and on the update on Tuesday. All right. And then before we get to our live feed spoilers, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor. Those are our friends over at Quip. And it's the summer. Lots of people are traveling. Don't forget a toothbrush when you're traveling. Quip makes their wireless electric toothbrush lightweight and compact with a carrying case so you can pack it away away easily. In your carry-on, when you overstuff your luggage, just like Jackson is always overstuffed, it's got a sensitive sonic vibration when you use the Quip for an effective clean that's gentle and sensitive on your gums. The Quip has a 2-minute timer pulse, so you can hit every single quadrant for 30 seconds like you're supposed to, and the brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule of every 3 months for just $5. It's a friendly reminder of when it's time for a refresh to stay committed to your oral health, even if you're not eating as much as Jackson. Very important to be brushing for 2 minutes a day, twice a day. They've even got a Quip kids brush as well, which is the same as the original version. I love the Quip that I use, and you will too. Go ahead and get your Quip for just $25 when you go to getquip.com/Rob right now, and you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Rob. So that being said, all right, let's get into the spoilers. Here we go.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Yes. All right. Get to our spoilers. Karen, was that a dab at the end?
It was not.
Not a dab.
It was just kind of a... Just like, what's up?
Yeah. I don't even know that you guys dance. I just did that instinctively. And then when I saw all of us dancing, I was like, oh my God, happening? The chemistry is insane.
It's happening. All right. Okay. What do you think of the spoiler song, Hoodie?
It's a bop.
It's a bop. Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Did you produce it?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That was the composer, Ryan Elder, who does music for TV's Rick and Morty and much more, who put that song together for us. Okay. All right. Taryn, what's the latest going on? Is there any chance of a flip for tomorrow night?
I would say like very, very, very tiny chance. Like, oh, there's still a 1% chance that there's some kind
so
of flip.
You're saying there's a chance.
There is a chance. So a lot would have to change, though. Basically, what's happened is Sam has gone full on campaign mode. His original plan was to make a big speech calling Christie out about everything that she has done in the last few weeks. And he eventually decided he's not going to do that. He is instead going to go individually to Holly and Jackson and let them know privately all of the things that that Christie has been doing, which is a much better strategy.
Making progress.
Yes. So he did that. He had a long conversation with Jackson today. He explained everything that Christie was doing. She's the one that started Flaming Five. She's the one that came to him, that, you know, she was on board with Cliff's nominations. She was willing to take one of Jack or Jackson out. She didn't want to use her power. She said that the Jack and Jackson were going to bully her into using the power. And that's how she was going to explain not using the power and all of this stuff. And Jackson bought into it completely. And he was like, this is huge. And Jackson fully really wants to keep Sam in the game. He's like, I can't promise anything, but it was 0% chance before. And now there's a chance. Mm-hmm. And so Jackson went to Holly and he explained everything to Holly. And unfortunately for Sam, Holly was also like, oh, I shouldn't have put Kat on the block. She also really wants to keep Sam, but she has this outside connection to Kat. There's no way that she would want Kat to go home. So that is blocked on that side. If Sam found that out, there is a chance. This is why I say there's a chance. He could go to Christie now and say to Christie, so I just explained a lot of things to Jackson, and he's been telling me that he is really skeptical of you and he really wants to target you now. I'm just, you know, I'm on board with whoever saves me. So if you save me against their will because they don't want to save me, then I'm a number for you. And you know what? Kat's a number for them. That's the only way he could stay. But I don't think he's going to do that. And even if he did, I think the chances of it working are relatively slim. So it's looking like Sam will be going home tomorrow night.
Yeah. But if only Sam was omniscient and knew everything that we know.
It's like two back-to-back weeks. Like Bella's pitch last week was pretty good too. It's just It's just like that JoJo song. It's just a little too late. Is that the JoJo song? I think that's the JoJo song. It's just a little too late. Never mind. Basically,
please stop singing.
Okay. Sorry. You're right. I don't have the copyright for it. Okay. So yeah, I think it, yeah, it's just too late. He has all these good ideas, but what are you going to do now? People are too dug in. And even if this house really believed, like even if there was a chance at a flip, we've seen that happen where people just get cold feet now week and week again. There just needs to be such a more compelling argument. And I don't think we're going to see that this little time.
Taryn, what would the votes have to be? So what is it? We'll have 9 votes tomorrow. So we would need 5 to save Sam. So does he have any shot at this?
He would need to have Christy, Tommy, and then he could probably get Cliff and Nick and Nicole. Mm-hmm. So if he had Christy and Tommy, then he could probably do it. They could probably also pull. He would definitely have Sis. Sis is a vote, so you know, sub in Sis for even Cliff for Nicole. Yeah. And he, if he had Christy and Tommy, I think that he could also pull Jack. It's again like because he can't. The problem is he can't get Jackson. Because even though Jackson really wants to keep him, Holly was like, mm-hmm. no, I know Kat. I know that yeah. I can trust Kat. So she can't go home. So he can't go that route. And yeah. so he needs Christy and Tommy, and he's been campaigning against her in a very effective way. But it's unfortunate.
Tara, let's just call it what it is. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. I'm thinking back to when they did the vote flip to keep Nicole and send Cliff out. And how in those moments right afterwards when Nick was like, hey, what the F? And they were like, oh, sorry, bro. That this would be that times 100. I just couldn't imagine how they would explain it, how they would interact with each other. Like they want to pretend to remain as friends. They want everyone else to do the dirty work. And this just feels like it just feels like it won't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we saw happen was, so Sam has now told Jackson and Holly, they're fully against Christy, and they want to make a move against her as soon as possible. At this moment, they are like, she is shady. And so they have now talked to Cliff. They are making more formal arrangements with Cliff that like, hey, we want you on our side of this divide. And then Jackson approached Jack about this. Sis already knew from Sam, so she is also getting involved. There's a little awkward moment where she asked Jackson about it and he pretended not to know. Jackson is going to approach Jack about it and tell him all of the bad things about Christy. And later, Sam is going to tell Jack all of it as well. Jack makes sure to ask Sam. It does feel like Jack is like, oh, crap, this is a lot of bad stuff about Christy. He was like, was Tommy involved in any of this? And Sam says, no, Tommy was never involved. He's like, okay, thank God. Sam should have just said Tommy was involved, because Jack then goes to Tommy and says, hey, Tommy, things are being said about Christy. Now, of course, we're running into another pre-existing relationship here. Mm-hmm. So Jack feels like he can trust Tommy with this information, and then it won't get back to Christy. And he's saying that all of these bad things are being said about Christy. He's not sure if he believes them. And Tommy's like, I don't think so. I don't think that's true. I don't think any of that's true. So Tommy is now aware. I'm sure he's going to quickly get to work. Jack is now talking with Jackson about how he kind of said a little bit of it to Tommy. And so I would expect that Tommy's going to really push his way in here and try to neutralize things as much as possible.
Can we go back to Sam? Where did this relationship with Sis come from, Taryn? What is this about?
It really started this week. I mean, they've had a relationship prior to this, but it
like,
really
just
like
best friends all of a sudden.
He was looking for somebody. He stopped because he stopped hanging out with only Nick and Bella. He started actually, you know, talking with other people.
A new friend.
Yes. So as I said, Sis believes the last person who talks to her. So Sam started talking to her. She was like, "Oh, Sam, you're amazing. You're promising me so many things. I have a new ally that's super loyal to me." And by believing it, she actually manifested it into existence. And so they actually became really close, and she's actually fighting pretty hard for him to stay. But unfortunately, Sis was not the right horse to pick in this race.
No? At least he got somebody.
Right. Yeah.
It's somebody. Hoodie, who do you want to win HOH tomorrow night?
Oh man, this is actually a very hard question. I don't want to rush to an answer because our instincts obviously say, oh, it's gotta be like Nicole, right? Because she'll take a shot at them. However, I could see that being I don't see her taking a shot necessarily being the thing that leads to the fracturing of the six. Mm-hmm. You could say, oh, I want Nick to win HOH, but he has literally admitted that he will put up Kat and Jess because he's the biggest flop of a human. He needs to get a haircut. We're just not on Team Nick. He doesn't have our stand card.
Cliff, I stand with Hoodie.
Nick Cliff, we know how that's going to go. Jess, we know how that's going to go. So in reality, in a very weird way, is the best HOH somebody from the six shooters who decides that they're over it and they're going to take a shot? Or are we just destined for a Nick, Nicole, HOH anyway,
and
we
should just
let it go, Karen, and see what this field trip is?
Do we need a Christy or Jackson HOH tomorrow night?
I think a Jackson HOH would be ideal. He as of right now, plans on backdooring Christy to keep her comfortable because she has the power until after the veto, and then blindside her and put her on the block. So we should be rooting for a Jackson HOH.
Yeah.
No!
Although I think that there's a couple outs here because right that next week is the last week that she uses her power. Is it possible that that she ends up using her power because it's the last week and it could backfire on her?
I mean, I would hope so. I think they're like, again, given how much
Let's
is out there right now,
hypothetically, like maybe she wouldn't activate it if Jackson won the veto. But what if like Cat or somebody like you know that was like somehow connected with them and she didn't realize it and she activated the power and then got betrayed?
That could definitely happen. I could see her using the power to try and take a shot at Jackson, and I could see that either backfiring, taking the shot at Jackson or backfiring on her because Jackson and Holly have more allies than she assumes.
Yeah, that'd be exciting.
How about a Jess HOH? Let's just float it out there. Let's manifest
literally,
that.
Yeah.
Would that be fun for anybody?
I'm pretty sure she would just take out like Nick.
You think so? You know, that makes sense actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'd probably, the house wants.
Yeah. You know, she'd somehow probably put up Nick and Nicole, even though she's friends with Nicole. She'd be like, oh, I'm supposed to put up Nicole. I mean, a sheep wouldn't do this. But I am not as smart as a sheep.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Taryn, and just in terms of the timing on all of this, so if we're going to have we're going to find out about the field trip, presumably, is it going to be something that is going to take place the following week? Because I know Big Brother likes to space out like things that are going on. So if this is the last week that Christy could use her power, does that mean that the field trip won't come into play until after this week is over?
I would assume so. I would assume the voting starts tomorrow night.
It would be weird if Christy could use her power and then also there was the field, and Christy changed the nominations and then the field trip was in play for a week from Thursday.
It would be weird, but it would not be the craziest thing that they've done. So
sure.
We still don't even know what it is, right? So I would assume that you know, tomorrow night, Julie's going to say, here's what the field trip is. Voting starts tonight. It'll be on, you know, either Sunday or Wednesday's show.
All right. We'll see. Hoodie, could you potentially, would you consider using your very large social media following to tip the scales in the favor of the voting direction you chose? Or do you feel like, would that be out of bounds as a Big Brother super fan and representative of trash Twitter?
Yeah, I am a representative of trash Twitter. Shout out toxic Twitter, trash, whatever we are. I'm definitely part of it, but I do think that would be unfair. I'm one man. I should only have one vote. I'm only one person in the community, not bigger than anyone else. Mm-hmm. I just want to stand up for what's right. And what's right is Jackson going on a yellow school bus far, far away.
Okay. So you would not use your power to motivate a punishment against Jackson?
No, because I actually, as much as we have to rely on the fact that the TV show is showing things as is and our votes are actually counting, which I'm not saying they don't. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. So I never said that, but I just don't. Yeah. I think whatever actually is representative, that should be what's on the show.
Okay. All right. Taryn, anything else you want to set us up as we head into Eviction Thursday?
I don't think so. I mean, thinking about it more, I think it's very likely that the field trip will be on the Sunday episode, because they'll need something for the Sunday episode. It's been either the whack thing or the endurance competition. And so now I think Sunday episode is going to be a field trip, whatever it is. So that would be my guess.
Now, I thought made it sound like it was going to be America voting for something on the field trip, right?
I think voting opens Thursday. It'll end Friday, and then we'll see the segment on Sunday.
We'll see them all going onto the school bus and seeing if they are going on the field trip or not.
Yes.
Okay.
And it might be a competition between the three of them.
All right. Hoodie, do you have any other thoughts on Big Brother 21 you want to say tonight?
You know what? I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to do this.
Thankful.
Oh my God. No, they've incepted me. No, it was
it's undeniable.
No, I was going to say this time has been undeniable. I can't think of anything with Black Widows in it. And, you're all my angels. Everyone in the chat, you're all my angels. You might say you're Hoodie's angels. So thank you guys for making this season entertaining, because even when it's boring, there's so much fun and laughs and memes that we can do on the internet. And isn't that really what life is about?
Yes, truly. Thank you. Thank you for that. Of course, check out Hoodie's new album, Whatever USA, dropping on August 16th. It's coming up, everybody. All right.
And if anyone wants to tweet at me who's watching or send me messages, I'd love to keep chatting about all this stuff. So I'm very active on social media. So hit me up.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the things going on Big Brother toxic Twitter that we missed from Taryn's updates.
No, I feel like Taryn's not part of it.
Above the fray. Yeah.
He stays above it. He's like the Michelle Obama. Like, he goes high, we go low.
Yeah.
But I think Taryn is well aware of what's going on.
I subscribe to I have all of toxic Twitter in my timeline. So I get the meat and potatoes from Taryn. But then I'm always on top of who has what sort of itchiness that they're dealing with and who's late and everything. I keep very close tabs on all that.
Subscribe for crab updates all day long. Yeah, that's where you're going to get them.
Yeah. Taryn, that's I like to know who's having a sex dream about who in the house.
Do you?
Yes. So I feel like that. Bring me in the next time that comes up. I can.
All right. The next time they have a sex dream. So today. So every day.
Yeah.
Rob will be on the live.
Don't you like finding out about this, Hoodie?
Yeah, no, I really do. I need to stay up to date on all sexual organs,
right.
all sexual diseases.
If Sis is able to reach climax, all these things that I've seen in my Twitter timeline.
I'll definitely update you guys on if that happens. That'll be a big moment in Sis's life.
It hasn't happened yet.
Very, it'll be the biggest moment that she's ever had, I think.
Yeah, so, okay, all good stuff. Yeah, who's peeing everywhere? So it's all happening. All right, let's talk about what's coming up. The Bachelorette 15 finale recap. Check it out. find out what Amy and Haley had to say about the final night of The Bachelorette on our Bachelorette wrap up. Okay. Oh, Three's Company on season 3, episode 7 on the latest episode of Renap. Hoodie, you ever watch Three's Company?
I'm well aware of it, but I don't think I've actually watched it.
Okay. Right. I think a lot of people have not. We've got
about like a guy who like lives with two girls, basically. Yeah. So it's kind of like Jackson and Holly and Kat are like three.
Yeah. And the guy's name is Jack.
Yeah.
Check out News AF from this week. Danny Tyson and I broke down our delivery drivers eating your food. A new study says, yes, 28% of Uber or Uber Eats and Grubhub people are eating your food. I know Taryn's a big Uber Eats guy.
It's monsters.
Yeah, they're eating your fries, Taryn. Watch out.
How am I going to eat when I'm traveling if they're eating my food?
Yep. If Jackson's driving for Postmates after the season, that number is going to skyrocket. Okay. Josh Wiggler joined the conversation for Australian Survivor, Champions versus Contenders. Find out what Josh Wiggler had to say on the latest Australian Survivor podcast. And talking with T-Bird, I've heard a lot of positive feedback on what Sean Rector had to say about his experience in Survivor Marquesas and his thoughts on the show on the latest Talking with T-Bird. Hoodie, are you a Survivor guy too?
Honestly, I'm not, but it literally might just be from a lack of getting the chance to watch the right stuff. So I'm happy to start somewhere with it and see if it's not for my liking.
Lightning might strike again. And then we also have Taryn's update coming up on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And then Caitlin Herman will be live with us with Alex Willett there as well tomorrow night. So be on the lookout for that coming up on Thursday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time, and maybe we'll have a new HOH to talk about. Of course, all this is made possible by the wonderful patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Find out more about everything we're doing at robhasawebsite.com/patron. We had our patron cast this week, over 3 hours of taking calls with the patrons last night. So check that all out. robhasawebsite.com/patron. Of course, thank you again, Hoodie Allen, for joining us. This was a real treat.
Thank you guys for having me. I actually had a whole lot of fun, and I like Big Brother 20 times more for having been part of this podcast and listening to it as well.
Yes, thank you so much. Of course,
be a patron or else we will stop doing this.
Yes. No, we can't with that. We have to keep going. We have to keep going and win them back. Okay. But thank you, Hoodie. I really appreciate that. Of course, you can follow the great at Hoodie Allen on Twitter and where else?
I think it's at Hoodie Allen, Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, Facebook.
Yeah.
Grindr.
Yeah. Do you really tweet out stuff about Big Brother? Like what do the rest of your million plus followers say when you are talking about Big Brother?
How many, Rob?
1.2 million.
Oh, I have 1.2 million followers?
Yes.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. no, I definitely do. But I use the at button because I don't want to show everybody these thoughts. I just want the insider BB community to hear all my musings on it. Yeah.
That you're a real one.
I'm enjoying it alongside everyone else here. Just, you know, you gotta make the most of it.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us about all this. I know the listeners do too.
I think we can call you a social media mogul.
Mogul.
Yeah.
If Annalise needs any help jumpstarting her influencer career, girl, slide in the DMs. I'll be able to get you at least like $1,000 for some T ads. Maybe I would set her at a $20 cameo, probably maybe 15.
You need to help. No, it's just don't help Sissa. Help me out with I should be the Instagram influencer. And
Taryn, you're already an influencer. You are a strong, you're not even a micro influencer. You've got like a solid Twitch stream. You got everything going on, man.
But Hody, I want to get to the point where I am a professional tanner.
Oh,
that's the dream.
Well, you don't go outside enough for that, Taryn. Yes,
exactly. Well, not in the summer.
Yeah. You got to come up with something else. But
if I was a professional tanner, I would be able to. That's what I'm saying.
Would you be like streaming tanning?
Yeah, obviously.
Would you be like sitting there in the lounge chair, with a microphone?
Yeah, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We stream ourselves just tanning outside, eating some plain yogurt, hanging out, watching some feeds. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Taryn could do good with the, I read the comments on these Twitch channels that Taryn's tanning channel, I think, would do really well. You should think about it for the off season, Taryn.
Taryn's tanning TV. We need a little bit of triple T alliteration in there. And maybe we got some, I don't know. Let's workshop that maybe off air, but there's something there.
All right. So, Hody, thank you again. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes. Be back tomorrow night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, y'all.